We know at the end of Tefillah we're going to blow Tkiyat Shofar, which we started to do yesterday, actually Sunday, and Sfardim, hopefully you started saying Slichot on Sunday. Just one note about Slichot, we won't be saying Slichot together as Minyan until the rest of the yeshiva is saying it, because then the schedule has more time in the morning, but strongly recommended to go at night, to go early in the morning. I mentioned Rav Avadia has, in the Alkri Yosef, he says you can do it even by Mincha, which is also an option as well. So we blow Tkiyat Shofar. Why do we blow Shofar in the month of Elul? There's lots of different reasons given for why we blow Shofar in the month of Elul. The Rambam writes that it's the goal of the Shofar is to inspire us to do tshuva, and that's written also in the Torah, and you have the historic reason, because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to bring the second Luchot to the Jewish people, he went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days, and he brought down the Luchot on Yom Kippur. So this 40 days, 30 days up to Rosh Hashanah, 40 days up to Yom Kippur that we go through, we're going through the same experience that Moshe Rabbeinu went through when he was up on the mountain to bring the second Luchot. And we're re-experiencing the shofar that they blew in the camp, in the Jewish camp, to get people ready to do tshuva, to be ready to receive the second Luchot. Other reasons mentioned, the Or Zeruah, one of the early Rishonim, he says that the reason why we blow shofar in Elul is so that whoever is blowing the shofar can prepare so that he does it the right way when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We've got to get the musical notes ready, the throat, the voice, the air, the whole thing. So we do it 30 days to practice to get ready. And one of the last reasons that's mentioned already in the Rishonim as well is le'arbe v'tasatan, to confuse Satan, to confuse the Satan. Question is why? The Satan knows Masechet Rosh Hashanah, he knows Halacha better than all of us. He knows exactly what we're doing. He knows it's not Rosh Hashanah. Some of the Rishonim say we're trying to confuse him, that every day he's going to think it's Rosh Hashanah. Some others say he's going to think we're blowing the trumpet, we're bringing Mashiach. We are bringing Mashiach. The question is today Mashiach? Is tomorrow Mashiach? The Satan doesn't know. So that's what some Rishonim say. The question is, something missing. How is the Satan going to be confused by us blowing the shofar? So the answer is, there's a Tosfot in Masechet Rosh Hashanah who says, the reason why we do this is because the Satan has one weakness. His one weakness is when Jews love doing mitzvot and studying Torah. When we're studying Torah, when we're doing mitzvot, the Satan is disarmed. He has no power. He has no ability to fight us, to get us, to capture us, to get our Yetzer Hara. And that's how we fight the Satan. So when we blow the shofar, which gets us in the mindset, we're starting a new year, we're starting a new Zman in Yeshiva, Chodesh Elul, we get ourselves into the mindset that we have an opportunity through hearing the shofar, through going through the month of Elul, preparing for this time of year, to mix up the Satan. He's going to be like, I don't have anything to say, I don't have anything to do, because all the Jews are just sitting learning Torah and doing mitzvot. So we should be zocheh, all of us together, Shem Kol Yisrael, all of us together, with Tkiyat Shofar, with the beginning of this new year, beautiful year, everybody should have a successful year, a healthy year, a year of bracha, shefa, good things, and we look forward to praying together for many, many, many months to come.